The Secretary of Housing and Urban Development has drawn controversy over remarks he made at a Dallas real estate forum. Secretary Alfonso Jackson now says he regrets his remarks from April 28th. That's when he told a story about denying a contract to a businessman who expressed a dislike for President Bush. In a statement issued yesterday, Secretary Jackson called his remarks anecdotal, and he offered reassurances that political beliefs play no role in the granting of HUD contracts. Nonetheless, HUD's Inspector General has begun a review of the matter. To learn more, we're joined by Todd Gilman. He covers politics for the Dallas Morning News, and he's with us in the studio. Thanks for being here.
Sure thing.
First of all, tell us more about what the secretary said at that forum on April 28th.
Well, the forum was a group of minority real estate executives from all around the country, and Secretary Jackson was speaking about the importance of minority business owners in particular trying to reach out to the federal government to get contracts. And somewhere near the end of this speech, apparently, he told a story about this would-be contractor who'd been trying to get a contract with HUD for a decade or so, finally got on the list of potential contractors, was selected for a contract, and then had the gall to come up to Secretary Jackson and say, I have a real problem with your president. I don't like his policies. I don't like some of your policies. And then Secretary Jackson told this group that the guy didn't get the contract as a result of this. As to whether it actually happened, that's kind of the open question.
So he said that this was, quote, anecdotal. Do we know that this contractor actually exists?
Secretary Jackson's use of the word anecdotal is a little bit problematic because he and his spokeswoman have been using that word as if it means fictionalized, which is what they seem to be saying. He made it up. He was telling a story for effect, and he didn't preface it, which came across to the audience and to the reporter for the Dallas Business Journal who was there as a story he was purporting to be true.
Well, that joke didn't go over well, it appears, on Capitol Hill, particularly among Democrats. What are they saying?
Well, understandably so, because it would be illegal and a violation of federal procurement law to use a contractor's political views as a yardstick for whether or not to award a federal contract. Democrats on the Hill have called for Secretary Jackson's resignation. There have been any number of Democrats on the Hill who say, even if it wasn't an actual event, it is inappropriate for a member of the cabinet to tell a story indicating that he finds it acceptable to use political views as a criterion in awarding federal contracts. There's just a letter sent to the White House today by several dozen Democrats on the House Financial Services Committee asking the president to repudiate the secretary's comments and to offer reassurances that political views are not used as a yardstick in federal contracting decisions.
What could the controversy over these remarks mean for Secretary Jackson?
Well, there is a review announced by HUD's internal watchdog, the Inspector General, who does not obviously report to the Secretary of Housing. And we don't know what the scope of that review will be. They haven't even promised that the results of the review will be made public. It could have political implications for the administration, which is already struggling with all kinds of allegations having to do with corruption, with misdeeds. As to whether it would really cost Secretary Jackson his job, that doesn't appear to be the case at the moment because, again, he was telling a story that, as far as anyone can tell, is not actually true. It was apparently an apocryphal story that he was telling for effect.
Todd Gilman, thanks so much for coming in to talk to us.
Thanks for having me.
Todd Gilman covers politics for the Dallas Morning News.